Hello, my name is Mugison and I'm gonna do a few short episodes about each song on my new album, Enjoy. The idea is I'll take these songs apart, examine them, listen to old demos, some parts, talk about the lyrics, and hopefully by doing so I'll discover something in my process of working, and if I'm lucky, it'll be beneficial for me and entertaining for you. I'm a big fan of podcasts, behind the scenes stuff, Song Exploder, NPR interviews, and the sort, so hats off to them. The fifth song on my album Enjoy is called Hangover. I remember doing this song in 2013, just after Easter. Over Easter, me and a few of my friends, we do a festival, and we've been doing this festival for 14 years, I think. And it's a lot of fun, and on that Easter Sunday, we got a wrap-up party for everybody involved in the festival. And that year, I had a lot of fun, and I remember waking up, picking up the guitar, and just doing that riff, and naming it Hangover. It's just the only title that came to mind. So here's a early demo recording, me and the guitar. I got Addi, or Arnar Gíslason, the drummer in my live band. He came to my home in the Westfjords, and we recorded demo drums on the song. And I remember at that point in time, I really wanted the song to become a Cream song, or like this hippie Austin Power kind of. I really wanted that feel to it. So here's a clip from that session. Then me and Pieter, when we decided to do this box project, he came, and I've talked about the box project in earlier podcasts, so yeah. Anyway, we were at one point trying out different songs to, you know, include in the project, and this was one of the songs we were checking out, and we thought it worked really nicely on the acoustic guitar, so we decided to take it further. But here's the acoustic guitar version. Yeah, Pieter took this home with him and did the arrangements for Box, the baroque band. And next up is a clip, just the Box band in isolation. I was really happy with everything, really. The brass did an amazing, funky job, and Jutti on the harp. The gambas sound so honky. next I recorded drums and bass, and there are actually two drummers and two bass players on this track. Addi, he does the fills, really powerful fills, I think. And then Maggi Tryggva, another great drummer, does the beat, really kind of 70s laid back beat. And he does also all the percussion in the song, which I love. And I thought them two together was a nice contrast and just added a little bit tension and stuff. So really pleased with that mix. As I said earlier, the demo was called Hangover, and when it came time to work on the lyrics, it just came naturally. It's very straightforward. Just that moment of head pounding nastiness, and that funny promise of never doing it again. I made a conscious decision to do the song in a new key I rarely do songs in, just to force the brain or the vocal cords or something into a new direction. And that's why it's in the falsetto thingy, which is really hard for me. You know, I'm not really used to singing in that kind of style, but it was a lot of fun and it was just nice to have something new going on.
My eyes are bloodshot, I'm dizzy and paranoid. Haven't slept a lot for days, was search and destroy.
So I had the basic song kind of there, but when I was listening to it, it kind of got boring after the first chorus. So I realized I needed a C-section just to take the song into a new direction so it would work after the first chorus. And I was playing around just with leftover stuff. Stuff that I wasn't using in the song, but I had recorded some ages ago and thought were interesting and wanted to reuse them and see what would happen in the cut, copy, paste. I was really pleased with the whole space out, kind of Beck-ish or Cornelius-ish stuff. Check it out. So there you have it. It's a blues song with an Asian twist, I think, about being a hangover, just utterly lost.
My eyes are bloodshot, I'm dizzy and paranoid. I'll never drink again.